Radio St. Pete. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB, and AB Sees You is my show. And today, AB sees two gentlemen next to me. Who am I seeing?
Chad.
Chad what?
Bracci.
And Daryl Bogus.
All right. Chad and Daryl. Okay, and I'm in your home tonight. And why am I in your home tonight? Who knows? What's going on?
Oh my gosh. We're very excited to be stop number four on the Bungalow Fest here in historic Kenwood.
That was a really good radio voice right there, Chad. Daryl, can you match it with some other comments here?
Well, and this is going to be our fourth Bungalow Fest because
what?
We are long-timers here in historic Kenwood, and this is our second home in the neighborhood, and we've been here since 2009.
That's right. We've been on tour four times. I forgot that.
Are you
that.
Serious? Yeah. Four times?
Two separate homes, yes.
Oh, with different homes. You know, yes. Because we have a kind of policy in Kenwood that you can't be on the tour. Your home cannot be on the tour more than once in a decade, something like that.
Oh my gosh, but, great policy. We need a break.
But you know, you had different homes, so like maybe that's the way to go, people. If you ever want to be on a Bungalow Fest many times, just keep, you know, selling and buying different homes around the neighborhood and keep going.
And that's what it has to say about Kenwood, because we couldn't leave the neighborhood. We just kept buying different houses.
Yeah, and we totally tried. We tried to leave the neighborhood and we were like, we can't do it. And then we said to our real estate agent, we want this type of home. He's like, you'll never find it. 3 days later, he said, you won't believe what's available.
You're all like lucky ducks.
Like, we did it. Really worked out. It was the kismet.
And
sure.
give me a little sense of when you actually came here, not 40 years ago, four decades
ago. So we bought at the end of 2009.
Okay.
We've been looking out there a year and a half for somewhere in the South. And we did our circle around Florida. And like, we were very desperate. We're like, we can't find anything. And then someone said, check out St. Pete. And like, we flew down 2 days later and we found this neighborhood. And we're like, this is it. We wanted walkability. We wanted historic preservation. We wanted a sense of community. And that's exactly what you get here in Kenwood. It is, right? And that's what we had in our previous home in Ohio. And we just wanted to take what we had in Ohio and replicate it down here. And we just never thought we could.
It sounds like, is that an Ohio accent? Does that mean you just brought Ohio here? I don't know. What's
his
that
is Ohio. Mine's Tennessee.
Tennessee. So you're like a little fudgy there. So Tennessee and Ohio came to Kenwood.
Yes.
Daryl, what's your story?
Well, I'm a native Floridian, so I did grow up in Florida, and I'm from Newport Richey, Florida. And I just wanted to come down because, you know, I'm in the tourist business, and, you know, what better place to be than the beaches? So I came down here and launched my career, and I've been in the tourism business here at the beaches, really pushing the beaches. And we're so lucky that we have the best of the beach and downtown St. Pete.
We do. We do. Actually, I've been riding around in this golf cart we lovingly call the Fun Runner, which is like the Sun Runner that we now take to the beach, to the Berg, and all that stuff.
That's true.
So, and what is your favorite feature about this current home that you both home? So I'll get Daryl's favorite feature, then I'll get Chad's, and then we'll wrap it up.
So my favorite feature is, because we are in a historic neighborhood and generally lot sizes are depicted by that era and time, we're fortunate to have a lot in a third. So we have a much larger lot. So therefore, we have a much larger garden, a much larger pool. and then it makes entertaining outside even better. And that's what Florida life is about, to entertain outside.
I know Daryl is the gardener of the two, right?
Yes.
Because I remember Daryl was very instrumental when we were all on the selection committee together for the garden tour, the special COVID garden tour. I remember that. And Chad was really good at the Google spreadsheet that we created. So Chad, you know, he's laughing right now. Daryl was all in charge of the garden part of things. Chad was the organizer. Is that kind of how things go in this?
It is. Anything related to IT gets thrown to me.
Okay, IT Chad. So what's your favorite feature of this home?
It's interesting. Mine's the window that's in the kitchen that's across from this beautiful island that we've installed. So we built the island so that every morning we could stand and have our coffee and open the windows and hear our beautiful fountain that's outside and watch the birds. And so that's really, this is the heart of our home, and we get to see it every day. We love it.
Chad, you couldn't have said it any better. We're in the heart of the home right now for the Love of Homes 25th anniversary Bungalow Fest. Come and check it out.